Sembagon Branches 2023, Cyanotype, Cottonwood Bark Tannin, Walnut Dye, Chemical Dye, and Chura Wool. Created by Dakota Mace. The cottonwoods that grow on the site have an ethereal and faint sense of sadness when walking through them. At dusk, you can see the cotton gently dancing in the light. It surrounds you and almost hugs you to tell you it's okay to feel the sadness. Grief and loss are nothing new for my family, and I found comfort in these quiet moments. Huizhou continues to exist around us through the memory embedded within the landscape. I can almost hear the sigh of relief from our ancestors as my family's voices echo around the trees and to know that they are not forgotten. I will always remember the moments our ancestors shared as they spoke to us through the land and its materials. Huizhou is all around us. During their internment at Hewell Day, the Dane and Enda were forced to walk long distances to look for firewood. The firewood was only for army personnel use, and they were limited to building homes with little supplies surrounding the camp. For the Dane, this meant living in pits dug from the ground and covered with what shrubbery or twigs they could find. The site's transformation shifted from a barren landscape with little vegetation to the flourishing environment that it is today. This was due to the land being reformed and sold as farming land or settlement. This shift in the meaning of the landscape drastically changed the perception of the site and its tragic past. While it is a place of sorrow, there are moments when you can hear the stories that still exist and the memories of those before us. Each print is woven with Chura wool from the Chura sheep that live on the site and toned using the cottonwood bark that surrounds them. For the Dane, Chura sheep were the primary source of wool, and thousands were slaughtered during the U.S. military Scorched Earth campaign. This led to the loss of their livelihood and eventually the long walk to Hewell Day. Even though food was limited, the Dane held their sheep in highest regard as Dane women worked to create wool blankets and clothing. For the women, carrying on the tradition of weaving was passed down through the wool itself and the natural dyes and tannins that shift the colors. The cyanotypes carry these stories of the importance of these materials and the stories that exist within them.